Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Chairman. First off, I should like to commend the Netherlands and you in particular, Ambassador Indenbosch, for having taken on the helm of this GGE, addressing laws 5 years ago. For the past 5 years, I have had the great fortune or misfortune of following this matter closely. It is fascinating and it is worrisome. I believe that I have learned much and suffered much equally over these years of our deliberations. This will be the last time that I participate in a session of the GGE. My post here in Geneva will come to an end in a few weeks. I think that we all agree. We are at a moment of defining, and you have the difficult task of guiding us in this last stretch. As you mentioned, this is not the time for general statements, but rather what we need is to get to work, roll up our sleeves. The group should focus on a complete mandate, considering and bringing by consensus numerous elements that go into an instrument without prejudging its nature, and other possible measures to address emerging technologies in the area of laws. I would like to thank all states that presented detailed written responses to the questions. Thank you for the valuable comments and suggestions. As this is my last general statement, I would also like to express my appreciation to the civil society for its invaluable work and the work of UNIDIR and the International Committee of the Red Cross throughout this process. And in particular, my colleagues in the Group 15, which continues to grow. Uruguay believes, as would seem to be the general opinion, that we do not need to agree on a definition in order to move forward with the regulation of autonomous weapons. There are many examples in the area of disarmament, and specifically in this convention. Further, for some time now, we have had a functional characterization that has been broadly accepted. We believe it's sufficient and adequate, particularly given the speed with which AI develops and technology develops, bringing about novel aspects of the of range and autonomy. There's a growing number of states that agree that this instrument should be legally binding, particularly in the form of an additional protocol to the convention, and that it should not just be tied to lethality. This has been duly assessed. We believe we should focus on the core of the problem. How far can we go in complying with ethics and international law, with laws and autonomous systems? Let us recall that it is not enough to share best practices subject to the goodwill of some states, because this would leave out numerous legitimate interested stakeholders and other matters of capital importance. Lastly, Chairman, if you would allow me, it is time to cease to beat a dead horse and move ahead and address these items. Many states are calling for this, and we should take advantage of the precious and scant time that we have for this task. I call for all. I beseech all to work together with a constructive spirit to bring about tangible results as quickly as possible. I thank you very much.